Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than tuning into your favorite sitcom and it being a very special episode.
Oh, love that after school.
An after school special.
Oh, no.
No, not the after school special.
It's a very special episode.
Oh, it's facts of life. I can't wait. Yeah. Oh, no. There's a car accident in this episode.
Somebody's going to die or be mangled in some horrific way.
Oh, well, facts of life was the show where they had the handicapped girl in it, right? Jerry.
That's right.
Yeah, so like when Jerry was in it initially, that was a very special episode.
But you know what? At least she was happy.
Yeah.
You know, so it was
It's a sitcom. There's got to be some happiness.
I know. So, you know, bring on the handicapped.
Right. Anyway. Good. Right. The number to call in, 845. Wow. 986-8804. 845-986-8804. You can join our chat room, The Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. Or if you're listening on one of our affiliates or TuneIn Radio, open a new window in your browser, type in Davin Comedy, D-A-V-I-N, comedy.com. Go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. I'm your host, Davin Rosemont. I am joined by Pip Helix.
The inappropriate Pip Helix. Hi, everybody.
We're all inappropriate. Joe shall be here shortly.
Yes.
He's efforting.
Yes.
So we got a good show tonight. It's got a little different show. A little different show. Last week was all about fun and vacuuming away your farts. Good times. Good times.
Pink socks. Good times.
Pink socks.
You have not heard of pink sock?
No, what is a pink sock? Oh, is that when your butt comes out?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Why would I hear that?
Well, just because we know about a lot of disgusting things.
No. You do.
Apparently.
Yes. I guess that will not be a boozy or floozy game.
Yeah, pink sock.
Got to play that game again.
Oh, it could have been.
Got to play that game again.
Wish I didn't mention it now. I didn't know that was an option.
It certainly is. We'll play it again.
Yeah.
We got to get back to our roots of nastiness. Anyway, Tonight will not be that.
No pink sock tonight.
No pink sock tonight. Well, no pink sock tonight. No,
oh, God. I thought we got this out of our systems beforehand.
I said no pink sock tonight.
Okay, good.
Must be appropriate. Anyway, now we are actually going to handle a serious topic about abused children. As this hit very close to home with Pip this past week.
Yes, it did.
Those of you who are her Facebook friend, you know from which I speak. If not, you're not her Facebook friend. You're really missing out on some great cat pictures. But we'll catch you up.
I had cats playing guitar this week. You missed out.
Right. Anyway, later on, as part of that conversation, we're going to be bringing in David Chaffetz, who actually was a victim of sexual abuse, but he's turned this around. And he is actually exposing these pedophiles in the Orthodox Jewish community.
Good.
And, you know, usually when we think of, you know, religious holy men doing inappropriate things with children, we think the Catholic Church, and justifiably so. But no. Perverts abound in another religion, too. So David's really, I know he's worked tirelessly to combat that and bring that to light. So we'll certainly talk about what that's been like for him, what the troubles he's encountered with that, the success stories. So that'll be good to have David in on that. Then we'll lighten things up later with some Sickly Sue. We'll do some Ann Jackson. I think I'll make a little reveal tonight about Juliana Avalos, the model who failed to sue Match.com, thanks to us.
Our favorite poster girl.
Yeah, I think I'll reveal a little bit more of what I know that I could not share.
Yeah.
I think I'll do some of that tonight.
Okay.
Why not?
I'm thinking it's a good time.
Yeah. So, like, you know, people might be wondering, why the hell, besides the fact that, you know, this hit close to home for you, are we doing sexual abuse? And, you know, here's the deal. I mean, I get an email from Pip, and the first segment of the show, this segment is usually where we catch up with each other. We don't discuss it with each other beforehand. It's pretty spontaneous what we discuss, and we get genuine reactions to it and everything. And it's pretty much catching up with the week. That's what we do. You know, we share our lives with you, things that we've encountered, things that aggravate us.
Yeah.
Usually nonsensical or blown to those proportions.
Yeah, but we have this policy where we realize we're going to say something that we were going to chat about. We're like, I can't talk to you.
Yes. Well, we used to go down to the compound, me and Pip. There was long rides of nothing.
Because it was like, no, I can't bring that up with you.
So I get an email from Pip. Hey, tragedy. I'll let her elaborate on a little later when we get into it. Struck very close to my heart. So I'm not really going to have anything light to talk about this week. Like, okay, I mean, there's many weeks where Pip doesn't have anything to talk about, or Joe, or sometimes I don't, and I'll come up with a generic topic and everything. But we have used this show in the past as a, I guess, cathartic purposes. I mean, we've talked about Joe's father's suicide, which is hard to make fun of, although we've tried. It's very hard to make fun of. We've talked about Joe's...
God, as we try, though.
We've talked about Joe's divorce, which is a little easier to make fun of.
We've talked about my mother's mental illness.
Talked about your mother's mental illness. Talk about racism that I've encountered and everything. So, you know, we do talk about serious things. So I posed it to Pip. I said, well, I mean, if you want to talk about it, you can. It's up to you. I mean, don't feel just because we're a quote-unquote comedy show, you can't. And she said, you know what? All right, that's cool with it.
Yeah.
And then...
I okayed it with my friend, actually.
I figured you did.
Yeah.
I figured you did. Will she be listening?
Probably not.
Probably shouldn't.
No, probably.
Not that we're going to do anything bad, but...
No,
you know,
no, no. But yeah. She's got stuff going on.
Absolutely.
So.
I'm sure. So then David and I had spoken about discussing his efforts probably about a year and a half, 2 years ago on the show. And I was kind of interested in doing it. But we talked about it, the three of us, Joe, Pip, myself. And the consensus was we should not do it. Doesn't really fit our brand,
right?
Our niche. And it was like, okay.
Yeah, and we're some dark humor jackasses, and we didn't want to get stuck, you know, being inappropriate about what is really a sensitive topic. And, you know...
Well, that really hasn't changed about us.
No, no, we're still... I am a dark humor asshole, and you know... I admit it right here and now.
As well, you should get.
I have to
there's,
get.
A, there's yeah. the disclaimer for anything.
There's
you may
a disclaimer.
Say.
It's like I'm a horrible, horrible human being, and I deal with tragedy by making fun of it.
Right. So, like at the time, the consensus was, you know, let's not really do that on our show.
Yeah.
And it hadn't struck home to Pip yet. So I'm like, okay. And then I had broached it with David Chaffetz again about a year ago, and I thought we were more capable of doing it. A year ago, but it just didn't seem right.
Yeah.
And then, you know, with everything that's going on in, hey, Joe, everything that's going on in with Pip and how the show has evolved, I mean, sure, we do, you know, last week's nonsense about vacuuming up your farts and a whole show dedicated to that. But, I mean, the show has evolved. We're doing more serious stuff. I mean, you know, and now the show is being marketed as not so much a comedy show in some circles, and now some of our public appearances are not comedy related, even though we're all comedians at heart.
But that's maturity. That's not, you know, that's a maturity.
Something I never thought would be said about us.
Yeah, true. But
how
dare you, sir? But it's a maturity.
Joe, leave. Don't bring that type of language in here.
How dare you? Come down the stairs, sit in on the show, and say maturity the first thing off the bat.
I know.
You're fired.
That's your first word?
Well, you know what? Joe really has matured. I don't even have to tell him what's next.
You can fill in the blank, so sure, on your own.
There was a time I would have had to waste my voice telling you the odds.
But you just tell me. Yeah. See, you've learned very well.
Joe packs up his stuff, knocks some of the kids' toys over, and leaves in a huff.
Yeah,
not only that, you know what? For that, you're getting a raise and a promotion. It's Joe's den now.
All right, Joe. Twice what you're getting now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nothing.
All right, so anyways, you were saying.
There's maturity, you know, bringing with a show that the show is maturing. I mean, you just can't go on and be goofy or go out of your way to be goofy. It just doesn't make a good show.
We did that last week.
Well, we did that last week, but it's not every week.
No, it's not every week. The show's grown. We've grown.
Yes, and it's a maturity. I mean, we've been at this, over 3 years?
That being said, there's plenty of comedy shows that have been at this longer than us that wouldn't dare to talk about this. But I don't really think of us as a comedy show. I know.
But
I consider it a general talk show.
Yes.
Yeah.
That happens to be hosted by three comedians.
Yeah, and the thing is, you have a series, you know, you have silly topics, obviously, the stuff we had last year, great debates of absurdity, but there are sometimes we bring topics on that are very serious, and we, you know, we delve into them seriously.
Well, remember, I did interview Captain Beller of the U.S. Army with sexual abuse in the Army. I mean, we have done that.
Yeah.
And, you know, back in our beginnings, we, you know, interviewed Sergeant Padula with what he saw in Afghanistan and everything. We've done serious shows. Our 9/11 10th anniversary show was a serious show, and WTBQ gave us a bunch of crap for that.
Yeah.
Which is shocking, because they're so wise.
I didn't realize that. They did?
Yeah, I told you that.
I didn't realize that either.
I didn't realize that either.
Yeah.
So what happened?
Well, I mean, listen, they really not so much with the knowledge of what radio should be, but we did, what did we do on that show? I'm trying to think what we did. We did our remembrances.
And we had interviewed that young lady that was there.
The EMT.
That went through the, yeah.
Who was, the day it happened, was working the morgue at the base of the tower.
Right.
So it was a very serious show.
It was heavy duty, but
it was a good show.
It was a damn good one, and they had a problem with that?
Well, yeah, because we weren't doing comedy, laughs, and stuff like that.
Well, we're
not there anymore, Joe.
I know, but it's just...
We've gone someplace where our insanity is appreciated.
Yeah, but it just seems how narrow-minded people can be, you know?
But, you know, it's easy to put people... We see this in all aspects of life. It's easy to put people in a peg, you know? Yeah. Joe's a comic, you know, Pip has X job, Davin should not be around anybody that is decent. You know, it's easy to put people in you know, and
right.
That's what these are. But that's what I've tried to do with this show is expand the boundaries.
But you've expanded it, but it's not like a role that we have to, you know, play. Like take me. It's like, well, Joe's the right-wing conservative. Yeah, a lot of the times, but there are some times you'll bring up a topic that I have a view on that you're like, wow, you really feel that way? Yeah, because
but then,
it's not a role I'm going
to
stick in.
But the contrast to that is, and then we'll get on with the show, the contrast to that is people come here with a certain expectation. They come to any show.
Right,
and I would
right.
think the expectation of this for at this point of our show is, for the most part, scammers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And laughter.
Yes.
So
that's their
expectation. We're going to do a whole segment that is not going to be scammers and probably won't be laughter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Lisa just said you folks are the perfect mix of comedy and education. Thank you, Lisa.
That's me.
Of course, Lisa was homeschooled, so she really doesn't know.
And Lisa's been drinking a lot today.
Yeah, exactly.
And I believe we share the same birthday.
You do.
Yes. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Joe.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I was nice to Joe yesterday.
Yes. You gave me a little breakfast bone.
It's no longer his birthday, so don't expect that.
Fangs are out. Birthday bone, I meant to say.
Yeah, I was like, breakfast bone.
Joe gets confused with bones at this point. He's still being reintroduced to his. Give it time. For those who have a vested interest in it, I personally do. we shall move on.
I think he was already introduced. He's trying to introduce to others.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. I just don't want you bone around here. This is a cat house.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't sound right either.
Oh, no. Yeah.
All right. Speaking of cats and dogs.
Moving right along. Yes.
Yeah.
I did a show this past Saturday in Long Island for Animal Rescue.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Joe was going to come out and hang out with me, but he got work, so Joe did not get to see it. Joe would have enjoyed the show.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, that's right. I was on this group. I was on the group texting with you guys.
Oh, I didn't know that was a group.
Yeah, and I'm like, why am I getting all these texts?
Well, it's a group thing because I wrote on them like, sorry, pal, or you can come out. And Pip's like, well, if I'm there, I'll try to get by. Like, oh, I didn't know it was you.
Yeah,
it was just you and I. Anyway.
No, well, thank God we're all nice to each other.
Yeah, I was like, don't talk shit about me on text because you guys always include me in it somehow.
No, it was 2 years ago. But it's all love.
There's still time to talk shit about Pip.
Always time.
So here's what we got to understand about Long Island crowds. Long Island crowds are like Northern New Jersey crowds, but a bit more pissed because they're always stuck in traffic and get crushed on tolls wherever they want to go anywhere.
Yeah. We've got no time for laughs. We really. That's why they put us all on an island.
Yeah. There's no nonsense.
No.
And these crowds and the Northern Jersey crowds, they're full of piss and vinegar.
Yes.
The Long Island crowd, just a little more so.
Now, if I can interject, when we were working down south, when we were working at Marvin Lee's Comedy Factory down in Anniston, that long ago.
You remember the city.
He pulled me aside and he goes, you got to take your time when you go. Get people to know you and get into your act slowly. I go, sorry for Long Island. They want stuff right off.
Right. Well, that's
what we talked immediately.
You know, with the Southern crowd, you romance them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With a Long Island crowd, you beat them like a baby seal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they like it.
Yeah. It's a little weird when they're, you know, animal advocates, but whatever. Yeah. Beating's a beating.
Talking about inappropriate.
So now here's what, animal rescue shows.
Yeah.
And I've done a lot of these, whether it be in the city or Long Island or Jersey or wherever. I've done enough of these, so I know what type of folks they are.
Yes.
You're dealing with a room full of people that prefer animals to people.
Yes.
They do. They do.
I did one for the fellow that you did for in the city, and boy, oh boy, I tailored my act, you know, to make it mainstream. And
made yourself human?
Yeah, make
you
myself human.
Stop talking about the puppy kick and
yeah,
joke.
Yeah, right.
Left that out.
But I made
left that out.
But I made it mainstream. Nothing, you know, no views or anything like that. Just mainstream.
No views. Well, Vanilla Joe.
Vanilla Joe. It was Vanilla Joe.
Vanilla Joe.
I hate Vanilla Joe.
I know, but it was Vanilla Joe specifically for this show I was doing at the city. And boy, oh boy, it was like pulling teeth for me. They did not warm up to me.
It's hard. These are hard. Now, these are wonderful people. Yeah. They're very giving people.
Yes, they are. Yeah. Yes.
But they spend most of their time with animals, not people.
With other animals.
As the case may be. But they don't spend a lot of time in human company.
Right.
And they are much more pro dog or cat than they are pro Homo sapien.
Can you blame them?
I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm
yeah,
just saying
so much this is, yeah, can you blame them? Yeah.
I'm not saying they're wrong. I'm just saying this is what I got to entertain.
Yes.
Right.
You know.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, right, right.
So, and when you're dealing with an animal, it means you get to do all the talking as the human being.
Right.
Really.
So, you got to know this going in.
Mm-hmm.
So, before the show starts, I'm talking to the feature, and we agree, there's a weird vibe in the room. You know, like sometimes you could just walk into a room and go, well, this is going to be funky.
Yeah, and you're just like...
And it's not. Sometimes you're pleasantly surprised, and it's not.
You have a room full of crazy cat ladies, basically.
Yeah, but a lot of times when you get that vibe, most of the time you're pleasantly surprised. Sometimes, no, it's just what you thought.
Yeah.
Like, this is going to be a little weird.
Yeah.
And you kind of see it. So as the show went on, it became evident that me and the feature were correct. people are constantly getting up to the bar to get drinks. They didn't have, like, wait table service or anything. There was a lot of amongst the audience explaining jokes.
Oh, no.
Some looking at phones, private conversations. It's not everybody. It wasn't even the majority of the people, because I don't want to give that impression.
Now, this was a fundraiser?
Yes.
A lot of times with fundraisers, they're there because they have to be.
Yeah.
You get that a lot of times when you're doing regular fundraisers for soccer or baseball at a great show, but they're there because they don't. They did not choose to see comedy.
Right.
They chose to give the money.
They picked the right night.
And hang out. Yeah. They chose to give the money and hang out. And sometimes they're there. And I've had my fair share.
Yeah.
Where they're just they could care less.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like I said, it wasn't the majority. But it was enough for them to become noticeable. And I'm watching this going on.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm last.
Right.
On the show.
How many act show?
It was a three-act show, MC, feature, headliner. For some reason, the MC thought this would be a good time to do 10 minutes in between me and the feature. It's like, this is not the type of show where you want to get in and get
you
out.
You do a quick three.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
3 minutes at most. And
It's not my gig. I'm not going to complain.
No, you just do. But if it was, you go just do a quick three, bring me up, and we all get out of here.
So, Joe, I think you will agree with me on this. You might disagree. I don't know. As a comic, I find that the best shows are when I can let a joke breathe. Wash over the audience. I can say something and leave it out there, and I don't have to fill that space.
It depends how long you've been on. Depends if the audience is with you.
No, but the shows that you really enjoy.
The ones you enjoy where you could just sit there and go, wait for it. And there are some times you've just got to haul ass and get out of Dodge.
See, just keep talking.
Just keep talking.
Like if you've been doing this long enough, you can actually, as a comic, be on stage, be silent, and still get laughs.
Yes.
And those are the most fun things. Because that's the real craftsmanship, whether it just be the silence on purpose or you give them a look. Or the joke just has levels to it that
Jack
they appreciate.
Jack Benny was the master of it. Jack Benny was the man. One of the funniest things ever said in comedy ever was on the Jack Benny show when Jack Benny got held up, and Jack Benny was noted to be a cheapskate. So the crook said, "Your money or your life." And it was the longest comedy pause in comedy history. And after about 3 minutes, the crook goes, well, it may be about 2 minutes ago. The crook goes, well, he goes, I'm thinking. that pause, that silence was comedy, the biggest punchline, one of the biggest punchlines ever. So it goes back to what David says. Yes, you can have that where silence or, you know, a moment is just as good as a punchline.
Yeah.
This was not that crowd. There was none of that. This is the type of crowd where as soon as you hit that stage, you have to you see Star Wars, I think it was Empire Strikes Back, where the guy, one of the leaders failed him, failed Darth Vader, and Darth Vader just kind of like grabs him by the throat and crushes his larynx. That's what you had to do with this crowd.
Oh, God.
You had to grab them by the throat and not let go. You couldn't take your foot off at all.
In a show like that, when you get up there, in that certain situation, you got to go up there and grab that mic and go, all right, I'm the fucking boss.
Yeah, exactly. You got to show them who's boss. And as animal law advocates, they know when a dog bears his teeth.
You had to be the alpha dog.
I was the alpha dog.
You had to be the alpha dog.
I even peed on the the audience just to mark my territory.
Good boy.
Did you throw them treats when they laughed?
No.
Positive reinforcement helps.
I peed on them some more. I just had to pee.
Oh, man.
But I mean, now, you know, a lot of new comics go, oh, I hate doing these bar gigs.
Got to do them. That's your late show. You have
to do them. Those bar gigs make nights like this possible.
Yeah.
Yes.
You have to do them. That what makes those nights and your late show. That's your late show.
Yeah.
You've got to do them.
So from the moment I hit the stage, I'm in attack mode. There's no easy answer. You guys have seen me sometimes. I kind of ease into it.
Uh-huh.
I'll go a little slower, a little quieter. You know, let the words that I crafted work. This was not that. I was like riffing off the bat on them because I knew I had to get these people. Now, here's some of the things I said. I'm working the room, and it was supposed to be like a dog and a cat rescue.
Yes.
But like I walk in, and there's just pictures of dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So I ask, you know, because I don't know why they do that. The dog will Hall of Fame. I don't know.
Yeah, why do they do
I don't know. I guess it's ambiance. I don't know. Look at Bowser, the pit bull. Okay, this is great. Now
dog Hall
to
of
laugh.
Fame.
What happened? I got put to sleep last week.
We failed.
This is called not quick enough.
Oh, God.
I think what this particular group was, and this is awesome, animals that are on like death row that are about to be put down.
They pull them.
I think they pull them. Mm-hmm. And actually rehabilitate them, which is the best type of rescue.
That's great.
I mean, I love these people. So as angry and as not in the mood because I'm a son of a bitch and I'm a comic and I want to do my show as I am, these are still very good people.
Sure.
Yes, you can't, you know, they're not assholes.
They are, but some.
They're assholes that are doing good work. So
exactly.
Sort of like when we do a fundraiser.
Yes! You know what, you're right.
Like last week.
Yeah.
We were assholes for a good cause.
So basically you're among your people.
I'm among my people.
Yes.
I am among my people. So like one woman like raises her hand that she's like a cat person. I'm like, what do you got, like 30 cats in your house? Well, you're like a cat lady. I got a date on Wednesday. We have to get these adopted. And, you know, that got a laugh. And I know, Pip, you're like 30. Why being a pussy?
Yeah,
no
really.
Pun intended. Double down.
It's like, so?
But that's what you got to do. You got to do animal jokes.
Yes.
With these types of things. So these people were so odd. That I joked with one woman that she had, like, a 9-year-old pit bull that was blind that was looking at her and go, I could do better. Nuts. I joked I would rescue all their animals to give them a better chance. That's how weird this group
did that get a laugh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because
oh, okay.
I'm doing animal stuff.
That's
yeah.
Smart.
And I'm addressing the insanity.
Yes.
Which in these situations, you know, Joe, you have to do.
Yeah.
Fortunately, addressing insanity is something I do on this show and in my comedy.
Yes.
Album. So it works out well for me. Now also, to go along with this, the group was not very bright as a whole.
Oh dear.
They were not a getting a joke type of crowd.
Ugh.
Because they're all uptight.
That was the next thing.
I mean, people like that are very serious, and they have no sense of humor.
Very, very politically correct, very sensitive.
Yes.
So I got rowdy, uptight, dumb, and sensitive. Here I am.
Here I am to ruin the day.
And again, it's not
mighty comic.
It's not everybody.
Right.
It's just enough.
Yeah.
God, that's funny. It's not just enough. I got to remember that in the show. Not everybody. Just enough.
Exactly. Yep. To set a mood.
Right.
To set a mood. So I'm going along, and I call this, and I posted this on Facebook. So these things are starting to irritate me and everything. So I call one woman and her friend ladies.
Yeah.
And she got pissed.
Now, I read that on Facebook. Please continue.
Yeah, I was like, why? I'm like, oh, I apologize for calling you ladies. I'll call you whores or sluts or skanks or bitches. Would you prefer that? My bad.
What?
And the audience loved that.
That's great.
Because even they observe, oh, you're getting pissed off at ladies?
The ladies?
This is a completely respectful, non-age thing because I've gotten pissed off. They've gotten pissed at me when I say ma'am.
Yeah.
Which I never understand either because I'm
oh,
saying.
Oh, I get that.
Ma'am? Well, I don't because if I call you ma'am, it's out of respect. If you go, well, why don't you call me miss? Because if I call you miss, now I feel old. It's a very weird thing.
This is why I always defer to whore.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with whore.
Yeah. Ma'am is instantly aging. That's why people.
And when I call you, if I call you miss, it's instantly aging on my end.
Listen.
Where do we have the happy medium on this?
You're not 12. You're old enough to drink and be out at a nightclub. You're not a little miss. You're a ma'am.
Yeah.
You know, when somebody dresses me, they don't. When you're a kid, they call you master.
Right.
Or when you're a slave owner. But I am neither of those things.
No.
They call me mister, I don't get all pissed off.
Yeah, because there isn't an alternative that says
sir.
Well,
I don't
sir,
get pissed at sir.
Yeah, but it's like saying old man.
But on the woman's side, there's got to be a happy medium, because I encountered a lot of times, especially like when I go out to dinner or something like that. I go, excuse me, ma'am, it's ma'am, miss, and I go, well, I feel old now,
miss. Where? Yeah, I swung and missed at that.
Where is the
well,
happy?
Well,
medium?
Joe, I thought I had it with ladies, but not with these whores.
See, ladies would have been okay.
Ladies, I mean, where do we go with that? You know,
what's the
I
problem?
Mean,
with
well,
that?
I'm asking.
Problem?
We have one here. She's not really being very helpful.
So what's
helpful.
Your problem?
No,
what's your problem, Tuts?
I don't. Wait a minute.
Come on, sweet.
Hold
tits.
On. Get a look at those gams.
Listen, baby wait, maker, what's the issue?
Hold on. One at a time. No, I.
If only you said that more.
You know what? I didn't say it on Saturday.
Okay.
You know, I don't understand. I have no objection to ladies. I have no idea.
Neither do I.
I have no I'm idea
pro-lady.
Why that's wrong.
I don't get it.
I think even the audience was like, what?
What? Biological females? I mean, what do you want?
Yeah, so I think in that case, you hit them with the disrespectful words.
Yes, because ladies, to object to that is stupid.
Exactly.
It doesn't make sense.
And she really objected.
Like, what did she say?
It's like, we're not ladies. You got the arms going and everything. I'm like,
oh, well, then I'd definitely call her a whore.
I got to be frank with you. When you posted...
Just
Okay. My buddy Frank, whenever he goes, I'll be Frank. We ain't gonna go there no more. Very inside, nobody cares. But anyway, when you posted that on Facebook, I'm like, really? You're a little heavy handed on that. But when you mentioned they're waving their hands and sick 'em.
Well, Tom,
well, you also got to have the backstory of what I've been dealing with.
Yeah,
this night.
You didn't get the backstory. But
well,
full,
it's Facebook, not my diary.
I understand, but full after what you explained, full fangs in on this one.
Well, Tom has a helpful suggestion.
Tom is always great with the ladies.
He says, I find a well-placed C-bomb always works.
You know what? That's the next level. That's just escalating.
That's the nuclear bomb.
That's just saying, you know what? I'm going to piss off everybody.
Yeah. No, that's a room clearer.
I still had about like 30 more minutes to do, so we went.
Why dig the hole? Yeah.
The dogs dug the hole earlier for me. I'm just trying to survive this thing.
Right.
I get your point, Tom. But no, bad doggy.
Bad Tom.
Maybe with five left. Yeah.
Tom,
yeah.
Five left and no merch. Yeah, I'll go.
Yeah, yeah. You're not trying to sell. And you never want to be booked back.
Yeah, the place stinks. No merch. 5 minutes. They stink. We're going.
30 minutes to go and merch to sell. Tom.
You got to be nice.
Tom, that's a newspaper to the nose.
Exactly.
This is like, no, very offensive. Like he doesn't know that.
So they then blame me for their behavior. The audience blame themselves, the behavior, on a full moon. And I said, sure, blame geometry. Only one person got that.
Only one person laughed?
And he loved it. But this is the level of the room I'm dealing with.
Sure, blame geometry and they didn't get it.
No.
Oh, God. Maybe they thought you were serious and didn't know the difference.
I don't think so. It was already established clearly I was the intelligent one.
I think so. You're Alpha Dog.
Yes, I was the Alpha Dog. So they would yell at random stuff. So I said, instead of doing a fundraiser for animals, you people should be doing a fundraiser for Tourette's. Because they would just...
Funny.
They would just yell out random incoherent stuff.
Oh, my God.
Like, I needed a passport to Bohemia. I don't understand, Joe. These are your people.
I didn't invite them.
No, but you live amongst them. I use you to communicate with them.
What, they were saying they were too hip for you? Is that what that was about?
No, not them.
Look, don't get me wrong. They're nice people, but I did one of those shows in a city.
Okay, they're nice people, but.
But they're just very odd. I mean, I did 15 minutes of essentially silence. And like I said, I wasn't doing any edgy stuff. I was doing my milk toast, married stuff at the time, all that. And it just, and I mean, this was my egg stuff that works always.
Not always, Joe.
Well, not that night. But, so it's one of those things where it's just, you were just a weird group.
That is so odd.
And they can be funky. And like I said, I know them, and I've done enough of these. That I know, and I kind of know how to do them. So I'm pitching my Common Core curriculum T-shirt.
Oh, they love that.
And
some woman who didn't like the word moist So I kept on obviously saying moist.
Yes, of course.
Because she was talking and being stupid, so I am now going to use moist all the time throughout my show.
He's going to start talking about brownies out of the blue.
That's why I said something about cookies.
Just so that you could say moist.
I pretty much. It's not even a word I usually.
Do you know a lot of people object to that word?
Yeah, and she didn't like panties either, so you can imagine.
That's the other one a lot of women don't like.
Well, the wife doesn't like panties.
I know she doesn't.
Sound right, but.
I know she objects to that word. Yeah, I remember because I.
What do women have problem with the word panties?
I'm not sure. I think that there's something, for some reason it has a slightly pervy connotation. It's not underwear.
Well, if we're getting
in
them,
it's
not to play pinochle. There's a reason. We want to do something pervy.
I know, but I don't have a problem with it, so it's hard for me to.
Because you're a whore.
Look, when you're.
Right, exactly. But the nice girls don't like that
But look,
word.
When you're on your way to horsing around, that's one of the front doors there that you got to go
one
through.
One of the front doors? Sure, what other front what doors are there?
What other front door do you know?
Room near the front door, but it's still the zipper, and then you get that out of the way, and then there are the panties. The panties are part of the process.
Well,
the
yeah.
The process.
Yes.
Like it's an undertaking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know what? I think that the nuclear bomb for these women is moist panties. That would send them right over the edge.
Well, for this woman.
Yes.
So obviously, because she was annoying me, obviously I was going to do that to annoy her.
Of course.
But then, so I'm holding up the Common Whore curriculum t-shirt, and she's like, F Common Core, burn that shit.
Oh,
bah,
no.
Bah, bah. It's a joke of making fun of
Common. Fun of it. Yeah.
Just completely.
Not getting it.
She buy a shirt?
No, she didn't.
See, that would piss me off. You're going to holler and scream,
nobody
and I get it right, so you buy the shirt.
Yeah,
some
no.
people bought CDs, DVDs, but nobody bought the shirt.
Tom wants to know, what would women prefer? Bloomers, dust covers, parachutes, what?
Commando.
Yeah, and bloomers is not a sexy word.
Bloomers.
Ma'am, take off your bloomers.
Excuse me, madam, I'd like to remove your bloomers.
See, now laughter
like
works
that.
With me. That would be good.
That's
laughter
right.
Laughter works with you.
Yes, madam. You make me laugh and like Flynn. That's why, well, my husband's just hilarious. So.
Okay.
I'm glad he's killing.
I guess we
Bloomers works
I guess
for
we know
me.
How the honeymoon Bloomer. Went. He came in with a couple knock-knock jokes, and there you were.
I'll take you out of my roadster, and then I'll remove your bloomers. See those wonderful gams.
That's awesome.
She's going to be naked. Make it stop. I got to get the chair scotch guarded, Joe. You're ruining the basement.
Oh, holy smokes. How old is that phone of yours? What's the matter? You can't send some smoke-sickles tonight?
They're as old as a bloomers. Let's
no,
go.
This thing is ancient. My husband has the same one. And we're just like, we're not into data plans. I know that I would lose him permanently if I got us the once we get the iPhones, I'll just see him staring at a device. I will never see him again.
All right.
So anyway, so now as you know, we just did a tricky tray together.
Mm-hmm.
They have various baskets of what in there?
Yeah.
And these baskets, they were spam.
Why?
What?
I don't know.
Spam.
Yes,
spam was in one of these.
Spam.
No.
Like the Cheese Whiz cat, like the cheap cat toys, like the little bells, like the balls with the bells in them and everything.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, cat toys, fine. You're
it makes
I get it.
Spam and cheese
Whiz?
Whiz?
Yeah, I think
Cheese Whiz
or Velveeta or something. I don't know.
Oh dear God! Was this government food basket?
I understand.
Was that the thing?
I think people run out of ideas after three baskets. I think after three people just throw up their hands.
So
and
what
go,
was that
Let
called?
Me just clean out the garage.
The welfare basket. I mean.
That's what I mean.
There was the Junior Mints and the Whoppers, which we saw from the week before. That was in one of the baskets?
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
So the woman who's running it, I'm trying to wrap this show up. She's like, everybody's outside. And they weren't, but like a few people were outside. When are we going to do the 50-50 raffle? Everybody's in anticipation of the 50-50 raffle. I'm like, how much is the 50-50 raffle? Take a guess, Joe.
$50.
Pip?
$43.
$100. Really? We're stopping my damn show for $100 for two tickets to admission for the show you're currently paying for?
That's the 50-50 you get when you got baskets full of Cheese Whiz and spam.
And then they want to stop. But the past 3 weeks, well, not this past week, the past 2 weeks prior, I've been in shows where they wanted to do the raffle right
in the middle. Yeah.
And I'm like, no, but we love land. You're next, rack, ladies and gentlemen. And I went, nope, you're next. Because they don't realize it kills the momentum of the show.
Right.
They have no clue, And it's like, Jesus Christ.
So I'm talking to this woman from the stage who's running, and she goes, and don't forget, we have huggable hangers as one of the prizes. Yes, you don't know what huggable hangers are, Joe. I will explain to you in the non-huggable hanger knowing audience what a huggable hanger is. It is a hanger that has like felt or like cloth on it so you don't get like the hanger marks.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a fine invention. I don't know if it needs to be brought to
it's
attention.
It's a hanger with foam.
Yes. I don't know if it needs to be brought to attention as I'm trying to wrap this puppy up.
And I don't think a Nobel Prize will be issued for it anytime soon either.
But at this point, I have had enough.
Sure.
No.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
Now, Joe,
I hope you scotch guarded this damn rug.
Oh, really?
Now, you've seen me enough, Joe, where you know on occasion I will unfurl the occasional punishment joke. Now, I believe I might be the only working comic who has punishment jokes.
The only one that I've heard.
All 45
punishment
minutes.
Joke, TM.
There it was. Enjoy.
Punishment joke, trademark.
Yeah, a punishment joke. And you guys have seen my act. My act can be dark and edgy in points as it is. But pretty much everybody can get it. A punishment joke is so dark, so edgy, that is meant to piss people off because I don't care. It's my passive-aggressive way of saying F you.
And I've seen him do it, and I'll be sitting there after my act with a beer going, well, he asked for it.
Yes, you know it takes a lot for me to kick that in, and I haven't done it in a while. Most comics will be won't be passive-aggressive. They'll just be aggressive and say, F you.
Right.
I don't work that way. So she says, and don't forget we have the huggable hangers. And I say, which are very popular in the abortion clinics.
Oh,
oh Jesus.
They loved that joke.
They did?
They loved that joke. This was like their favorite joke. All the PC nonsense, all the stupidity I'm dealing with, they love the
They love that?
They love that.
That.
And that is something that you would go, boy, I'd be fired so fired if I heard that joke.
Oh, come on now. She brought the huggable hangers to my attention. I saw them in the beginning of the night. I didn't go there. She asked for it.
I'm saying that at the beginning you would figure that. I mean, at the end of the night, who cares? But, you know.
It's a funny joke, though, for huggable hangers.
It is.
I mean, I'm not bringing that. I mean, I was in the city last night. Didn't even cross my mind to use that one on stage.
No, no,
but
no.
But that is a break in case of emergency joke, and they loved it. And I was just like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I know. It's like, what a really bizarre group.
And you could see why I couldn't post that on Facebook.
Yes.
I had to save that for this forum. Because people would be misconstrue it.
Oh, God. They'd be beating you up like no tomorrow.
But the feedback from the show was very positive. They had a great time.
Everybody wagged their tail.
They did. They loved it. I get a lot of compliments. You're so quick. You come up with this stuff in the moment. Yes, because you're not letting me do my jokes.
Two paws up.
Yes.
I don't understand. Wow, what a hard to read group.
Yes.
I would have been panicking, to be honest.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of comics would. But then again, you know, this type of insanity is not for everybody.
You get the best read that you can. I usually. When I do like the Thursday nights and Sunday nights, Sal the stockbroker from Howard Stern is there. Sal Gavernali, great dude, really good dude. Works very, very dirty. I like to go on. I specifically like to go on after Sal because he works very dirty and people get into it and stuff like that, and I don't.
Yes.
So I like to go up after him to try to follow it.
Yes.
Some nights I can. Some nights it's a while. But mm-hmm. It's always good to, you know, to try to change a crowd back.
Yeah.
You know, but Sal goes up and he works very dirty in front of some people that you would think wouldn't go for his material, but he always does fine.
Funny.
Destroys.
Funny.
So, Joe, what have you been up to?
Let's see. Had a very nice night on Friday. Was at the Bolton Center in Bayshore. And
your name was up in lights.
Yes,
it
most
very nice.
It most certainly was.
Nice.
I did something that I didn't feel good about, but I had.
Enjoy themselves.
I'm running late to get to the gig, and I'm in the parking lot, and I get out of my car, and there's some girls down at the far end of the parking lot that are having a problem opening their hood latch. And they go, do you know how to open a hood latch? And I'm like, no, really, I don't. Because I had to get to the gig. I had to get
right.
Well,
yeah.
You know, I had a report. And they go, thank you so much for helping out. Great. What a great person
Wait,
you are.
It's possible. You don't look like you know all how to do a lot of things. It's possible. It's possible. It's one of the many. For them to cop that type of attitude is wrong. If I see you, I'm not thinking competent. How dare they?
I would be thinking I avoided getting clocked on the head and shoved into the trunk.
Yeah, look at the hat he's wearing. This does not look like the type of hat you want somebody who's lingering and loitering around. You want him to keep on walking.
Thanks for avoiding us in the dark parking lot, mister. You did us a favor,
probably.
Yeah,
lucky you didn't leer at them longer.
But you want to to know something. I'm like, wow, they must have, because I thought Miley must be in trouble because they're looking at a creep, asking a creep for help. So, you know, I didn't help. If I was had time, I would have definitely helped them.
Yeah,
but
what
I felt,
are you gonna do?
I felt awful.
It's not your obligation.
I know, but I felt awful. You know, I felt awful.
You would have felt more awful if you got fired for showing up late.
Well, that's the thing. You got to draw the line. You know, they were young girls. You know,
how young?
About like early 20, 21, 22.
Were they ladies, ma'ams, or misses?
They were misses. Mm. You know, so I felt bad. You know, so
you've done much worse.
But that was a fun show. Really good crowd. We sat in and it was fun. I went to the auto show on Sunday.
I saw your Facebook was on fire.
Oh yeah, I was having a good time. But the funny thing is, I love these people that, you know, when you go to look at a car or look at a car at a show, you go in the car and you sit there for about a minute, 2 minutes, just look around, get a feel for the vehicle, and let the other person in.
Yes.
You don't sit in there like you're going to California. It was ridiculous.
Is there a line to get in these cars?
Yes. And there's people there that are just in there, and they're just talking and stuff like that.
They want to get what it feels like to be rude on the road.
I know. It's like, get the fuck out. I mean, it was
they don't know who's in line.
And the thing is, I was in a good mood. You know.
This is why it happened.
Understandably. And
the world was balanced.
There was this one car. It's called a Honda HR-V. Which will probably be my next vehicle if Honda doesn't build an Element. But I'm sitting, and there's this couple in there, and they're looking at the dial, and they're in there for about 5 minutes, and it's like, it's not the fucking shuttle. It's a fucking Honda. Get out. Yeah. And then you got the guy that's got to take a picture of the car. One guy, almost, thank God I was in a good way, he almost lost his arm. Because there's a car.
Kong man!
And he's taking a picture of one of the car, and he sticks his arm out. And I'm like, and it was like,
sticks his arm out.
Like if he's standing there, like there's people there, but he's about to take the picture. So I'm walking.
Oh, to stop you from walking.
And I looked at him, and I'm like, and he was like this surfer looking dude, and I'm like, really, Spicoli? I go, it's a car. It's a oh look, a bus is outside. Why don't you go run and take that for the photo? You know, so it's like you try. I've always gotten arguments at the car show.
You get in arguments with people in life.
I know, but they just...
You should be an animal rescue person. The schnauzer won't argue with you. You're saving him, maybe, if you're not late to a show. Yeah.
But, no, it was just... I had a good time, though.
I could tell by this story.
Yeah. I'm a loner, so I had a fun
time
and stuff
like
that. My birthday was good.
Awesome.
You know, and there you go.
Happy birthday again.
Thank you so much.
You know what? We got a lot to do tonight. Let's take our first break. When we come back, we're going to switch gears to do a little bit more, much more serious topic. We're going to talk about what happened to Pip's friend. We're going to bring in David Chaffetz, who walked into the studio. He's going to tell us his story and what he's doing to expose some of these pedophiles and criminals in the fight he's been going. You're listening to Davin's Den. We'll be back in a few minutes.
You can listen to Davin's Den live every Tuesday on davinsden.com, iHeartRadio, The Indie Authority, RuthlessRadio.fm, TalkSuperStation.com, CyanNetRadio.com, Gone Rogue Radio, HawkRadio.net. Also, you can download the TuneIn app on your Apple or Android device and search for Davin's Den. On iHeartRadio, you will find all of our shows, plus customized highlights of us scamming the scammers, going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends. Go to iHeart.com and search Davin's Den. The Indie Authority also has apps so you can listen live on your mobile devices. Platforms include BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. You can download previous shows from the following places: davincomedy.com, davinsden.com, stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, ruthlessradio.fm, tunein.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.